Blog Talk Radio.
Strength of your emotions, but make sure they are representative of your highest vision. Your emotions shape your reality in the space held by your vision. Jointly, they are the wellspring of the quality of your existence. Good evening, everyone, and welcome to Belvaspital World Radio. We are your hosts, Denise and Malou. Hello, Malou.
Hello, Denise.
Welcome, and we are excited to share tonight with you, with all our listeners, the next three levels of Kanish Belvaspital, which we hope you enjoyed level one and two from last week. So before we jump into this wonderful healing modality, we're just going to talk a little bit about what it is we're actually working with and what it is we're clearing. So, Malou, would you like to share with our listeners, just starting off with level three?
Sure.
What are...
The first two levels that we did last time was clearing or removing the magnetic pain body, which originates from within the DNA strand. And for the next three levels, we actually clear or heal the partitions or the divisions between the rose petals of the DNA rose. So the DNA rose has nine rows, and there are petals, a number of petals on each row. And the number sequence is an alchemical number sequence. So in the inner row, the innermost in the center of the rows, we have three petals, and the next row has seven, and the next has 12, and 20, and 33, and so on. So, for example, the inner part, when in this level three, we clear the illusions of space, duality, and polarity, which relate to those three petals. And the next row of seven petals, we remove seven cosmic illusions that are called the mirror, the rainbow, the echo, the mirage, the lens, and the kaleidoscope lens, and also the cosmic vacuum that's created by clustering as a way to create. And this has changed, I believe, when tonal luminosity came in.
Yeah.
So the awareness particles don't cluster, and we don't create anymore and manifest by clustering awareness particles. We use or are able to use now tonal luminosity. But this is what still is being... needing to be cleared within our DNA.
Yeah.
So that's how I understand it anyway. And then, did you want to say something?
Oh, I was just going to say, what's amazing about working with the Kanish Belvaspital and dispelling core illusions, like even though, you know, we are working with the enhanced DNA rose, and we have cleared a lot of these, as you've talked about, the changes with the building blocks. And we it feels so appropriate to be offering this right now with the recent, unfolding that's been taking place with Almeen, and for many of us have experienced, different purification levels taking place. So it feels so amazing to be, working through this now, because it's offering us a graceful process.
Exactly.
So I'm loving that.
Yeah, me too. I really feel it's in alignment with what's going on right now in my personal life, but also what I feel, cosmically.
Yes.
So this is a beautiful modality. It makes restructuring and rebuilding, like you say, graceful. So it doesn't have to be hardship and terrible things happening. It can be graceful if we allow it to be.
Yes, definitely.
Yeah. And these are deep core illusions. Some of them, I didn't even realize I had. I had to really feel into it, say, yes, this is true. It's big things.
Yeah, definitely. I agree. For me too, this is very close to my heart, because when the Kanish Bhavaspatad, the first two levels came out, it was at a retreat in Toronto that I was not actually able to attend, and oh my god, I was so sad about that. But yes. Almeen gifted me to, in their handwritten notes, the level one and two. So I feel like I have a strong connection with this, this modality. And then for the self wheels that Almeen came up with was done in one of the Irish retreats. Mm-hmm. And I really connect with that, of course. But Ireland in the Dream Dictionary represents victimhood. So I'm always very conscious of working to clear, any victimhood in myself.
Yes.
And that's what the level four is helping with, right? It clears the primary causes of victimhood. So
yes, that's true. Like unfairness, that unfairness and inequity can exist. Mm-hmm. Or that I can really relate to that one. And also that we exploited or used as a resource by the infinite. I had to dig a little deeper for that one.
Yeah.
But yeah, so those are some of the ones that are cleared. And also the causes of hopelessness, deep hopelessness.
Yeah. And a lot of fear too, right? I mean, I had a realization recently about a fear that I didn't even know I had. It was so deep in me. And just to, thankfully, perceptions I had, I was able to see that. So I've been really enjoying working with particularly level four and five, just in clearing those, fear of failure, inadequacy, that have been held. So
me too. And also the feeling of, I've had that for the longest time, the feeling of not being at the right place, or the feeling of not being home. I should be somewhere else, home is not here. That's a big one, because I know a lot of people feel that.
Definitely.
That we don't belong here on earth. Which is our home. It's just, the current reality is just not very sort of what we would like to see, and that which we remember. So this final level clears that one also, or level four, sorry, clears that also. And I've really felt that this has shifted in me.
Yes.
Yeah.
Definitely.
It's not just a mental thing. Oh, right, home is where the heart is and stuff like that. I really feel it now. I really that this is truth for me. So that's a big one that has been released, and it goes back many, many years, like eons of time, right?
And I think you're right, as you said, there's a lot of major light workers out there who feel like they were just dropped onto the planet and can't wait to get off.
Exactly.
Yeah. But it's just part of the programming, right?
That
we're here to overcome. So.
Yeah, exactly. So it's also about acknowledging that, but also surrendering into what is, right?
Yeah.
And take responsibility.
Definitely.
For our own life, for our own journey.
Yeah, for our environment.
Environment, exactly.
Yeah. Good. And then level 5.
Mm-hmm.
Sorry. That's, level 5 is working with...
surrendering, for one thing, and also getting more easy access to our own inner guidance.
Yeah.
And to learn to trust the infinite and learn to listen to the infinite within ourselves. So that's my experience. Yeah. That's what level 5 definitely helps with.
Yeah, really claiming our godhood, our divinity, and living that in each moment.
Mm. Yeah.
Oh, that's amazing. Wonderful. So we're so happy to be doing this tonight for everyone, for all our listeners, for humanity, for the cosmos, for our beloved Almeen. We offer this.
Yeah.
So are we ready to jump in, Malou?
Sure.
Okay.
Let's do that.
So you want to open?
I will open. So we'll just invite our listeners to sit comfortably or lie down, perhaps. Comfortably and just listen and enjoy and feel into the angels. Bla Udvapata, for the opening of the mind. By the power of this sigil which I hold in my hand, I call in the angel Rusetvi Urubach to place this sigil within the forehead of everyone listening tonight. Kruvesh Pa Ururek, for the opening of the heart. By the power of this sigil which I hold in my hand, I call in the angel Iornu Mubach to place this sigil within the heart of everyone listening in tonight. Kelavis Bava, for the opening of the body. By the power of this sigil which I hold in my hand, I call in the angel Tru Araria Pleva to place this sigil within the navel of everyone listening in tonight.
And we now start with level 3, Kanish Bhavaspata. We call the overall angel Parabush Hersavat. Angel, by the power of your sigil I hold in my hand, we call upon you now to create a fluid and graceful process of purification and enlightenment through level 3 of Kanish Bhavaspata. Sigil Erek Tranavik Harispa, for the complete dissolving of the illusion of space, we call the angel Kirava Besvi. We ask that the sigil now be placed within all our listeners, all of humanity and all of the cosmos. Sigil Berespak Unesvi Harastat, for the complete dissolving of duality, we call the angel Estava Bereshbi. We ask that the sigil now be placed within all our listeners, all of humanity, and the cosmos. Sigil can avi salvavu uraspi for the complete dissolving of polarity. We call the angel Kluhavas Devavi. And as I draw this sigil, we ask that it be placed within all our listeners, all of humanity, and all of the cosmos.
Sigil Kelvapi Estapi Minuvach. For the complete dissolving of the four illusions of light, we call in the angel Neshtak Vavi Hereshva. Sigil Klupaset Neshbahur. For the complete dissolving of the illusions of sound, which are the echo and the soundless vacuum, we call in the angel Pitri Balusva Hereshvi. Sigil Nishtu Sarvatet. For the complete assimilation of potential, we call in the angel Kilesti Haruvar.
Sigil Paleshvrihar Salvastet. For the elimination of the wisdom of past experience, we call the angel Nonesh Urexti. Sigil Baritvek Geritna Salvavu. For the complete elimination of separation in the chambers and strands of DNA, we call the angel Pruvetskla Ba. Sigil Nukter Servu Ilashar. For the formation of a unified DNA field, we call the angel Glenish Servatu.
Sigil Nuspa Erestu Klanivespa. For the elimination of traditional and racial templates in soul force, we call the angel Palesh Nenestu. Sigil Kluvirit Stachvavi Nesva. For the dissolving of the illusion of separation and existence of the building blocks of life, we call the angel Uva Bespi. sigil, bli esh ured pliheg ustava. For the dissolving of the illusion of accomplishments of the dream, we call the angel Minavech Spereru.
Sigil Niklesh Baruchsvi. For the elimination of the illusion of the existence of external information. We call the angel Pluvexvi Adorash. Sigil Kinash Virabak. For the removal of the belief that unfair stress can cause life forms to fail to live their highest potential. We call the angel Nuxpera. Sigil Unek Vribesh Erenot. For the removal of the belief that the infinite loves conditionally and punishes if we don't meet expectations. We call the angel Kilanes Pavek.
Sigil Klanavish Steravu. For the removal of the belief that we are imperfectly made, causing us to suffer or not live up to our highest potential. We call the angel Nuch Stavrus Kelavish. Sigil Kanek Vishvaba Erurek. For the removal of the belief that creation is based on trial and error, we call the angel Mishtu Sarvavu. Sigil Kenova Pirithur Selbu Vaveshbi. For the removal of the belief that the purpose of creation is so that the infinite might learn about its own existence, we call the angel Kelsit Herespa.
Sigil Nuktavus Skelisva. For the removal of the belief that we should have more abilities at any specific moment, we call the angel Unespi Skalalot. Sigil Kisahur Palit Vribak Eruvi. For the removal of the belief that any flaw in the timing of manifestation can exist, we call the angel Kalikparit Verbal.
This concludes level 3, and we move on to level 4. I call on the angel Pilish Herset Varukla. By the power of your sigil that I hold, I call on you to create a fluid and graceful process of purification and enlightenment through level 4 of Karnish Bhavaspata. Sigil Kris Parapak Ustan Vemishet. For the removal of the belief that unfairness and inequity can exist, we call in the angel Kiristatve. Sigil Kilikur Supatve. For the removal of the belief that the infinite exploits and uses us for its own purpose, we call in the angel Erastahutvi. Sigil Parish Pravek Salvuved Anish. For the removal of the belief that the cosmos is run in an inept way, or that there is something the infinite does not know, we call in the angel Klukvaba Ineshvi.
Sigil Kalista Urvavi Unakvi. For the removal of the illusion of the infinite measuring us by unfair standards, we call the angel Karunot Stelvavi. Sigil Mishtel Blavuk Steravi. For the removal of the illusion of the infinite requiring us to grow at an unfair pace, we call the angel Onashvi Herasta. Sigil Nishtar Blaheb Ostava Kanunish. For the removal of the illusion of the responsibility placed upon us being too heavy, we call the angel Silvevi Adastar Nakvi.
Sigil Kelesh Vipuris Harnustat. For the removal of the illusion that cosmic life is a tyrannical system that does not allow for self-expression, we call in the angel Mishtor Palashvi. Sigil Aralesh Mispi. For for the removal of the illusion that the infinite has unrealistic expectations of us. We call in the angel Ku Uhuret Spavi. Sigil Karatvi Uranesh Staruvi. For the removal of the illusion that cosmic life blocks us rather than promoting our flourishing. We call the angel Karas Uvrahespi.
Sigil Talaspravi Usetvi. For the removal of the illusion that life is to be endured rather than enjoyed, we call the angel Karitna Uheleshpi. Sigil Kalikva Ninustrava Peritvi. For the removal of fear of failure through inadequacy. We call the angel Galek Prithva. Sigil Kubalva Utrekvi Staruva. For the removal of fear of missing what we should know or do, we call the angel Stuparet Unarasvi.
Sigil Kanish Meshpa Meruhit. For the removal of the fear of not seeing and making the right choice, we call the angel Kalsva Irutrahe. Sigil Kulshpa Merudit Skalvava. The removal of the illusion that we can be separated from what we love. We call the angel Kuranatvashpi. Sigil Ustret Bileshpa Astavu. For removal of the feeling that we are misplaced, that we can be anywhere we don't belong, we call the angel Estremirash Piravit.
Sigil Kudnish Pratpraha Usitvarasva. For the removal of the illusion that we have an end to our journey of life, we call the angel Nukvi Steravet. Sigil Skalikvik Suvavetvi. for the removal of feeling as though we are in a state of emergency because bad things may happen. We call the angel Kailash Pratuvar. Sigil Bruvasput Uknakbi. For the removal of the illusion that home is an external place, we call the angel Karitnasvi Orevet.
Sicho Heret Prapush Prava. For the removal of the illusion of feeling our unique gifts are not valued nor understood, we call the angel Usalvavi Knishva. Sicho Ka Avu Pripilishvabra. For the removal of the feeling of being unprotected against harm, we call the angel Kanish Velespra.
And that completes level 4. Kanish Bhavaspata. We now call in the overall angel for level 5, Kunash Bereshva, angel, by the power of your sigil, I hold in my hand. I ask now that you create a fluid and graceful process of purification and enlightenment through level 5, Kanish Bhavaspata. Sigil Nostekvi Valabrahasvi. For the attitude of surrendering to the moment, we call the angel Kalabi Suvavet. Sigil Eretkli Uharibis. For the attitude of taking full responsibility for the environment, we call the angel Selvavi Pareshnorevet. Sigil Kinasat Plubakvi Irot Pravi. For the attitude of surrendering to inner guidance, we now call the angel Kelsut Nanavak.
oxygel, kranik spele paske šví. For the complete wholeness of self through the implementation of the 144 self wheels. We call in the angel Vilshkrapi Minhursat. Sigil Kilinat Esvavi Nuspa. For inner contentment and peace through embodying the four wheels of inner peace. We call in the angel Grunik Ustatvi. Sigil Selvanusvi Sklaurach Uhelasvi. For the embodying of the 13 wheels of the manifestation of majesty. We call in the angel Pitirak Ushelvi.
You want to do the last one, Lou?
Sure. Sigil, Kinesh Pararuknich Verti Uselva. For the complete synchronization of our environment with the perfection of our individuation. Let me embody the wheel that contains all. We call the angel Stuvabek Spinusurubach.
Level 5, Kanish Bhavaspatah. We close now with the sigils for praise, love, and gratitude. Thank you, Malu.
Thank you, Denise.
Thank you to everyone for listening in. Thank you to our beloved Almin, to the infinite glory forever and ever. We will be back next week. Good night.
Allow yourself to surrender, to lie back in the arms of the infinite. See yourself in cool black folds, like the cloak of night, wrapped around you. Sink deeper and deeper in your meditation, into this place of comfort, eternal safety, the place of home. Slow your breathing. Take deep breaths, blowing out all the tension. feel your body grow deep and heavy, sinking into complete relaxation and surrender to the source of your being. It is here where you are eternal, where no such thing as beginnings and ends exist. Deep, slow, long breaths. Sigh out your out-breaths until all the tension is gone. When you feel that you've reached this condition of complete surrender to the infinite, allow yourself to contemplate the deep truth that fluidity is the hallmark of mastery. It is the one in ego identification, the one with contracted vision, who wishes to control life, that puts partitions and rigid divisions around portions of his life. The master lives a surrendered life, knows himself to be the open sluice for the flow of infinite supply and the vehicle of its intent, the way the flute makes music. You are not writing the script. You are privileged enough to contribute to the exquisite qualities of the dance of life, of the orchestra that plays the song of the self, the eternal self, a current in the infinite. Comes from the top of the mountain different than rapture. An unmistakable deep movement that changes your life without moving much at all. Feel yourself turn into a river, a mountain stream that tumbles over the edge of a cliff, like a waterfall through the air. Flowing deep and strong in the chasm below. Feel the river flow, being joined by other streams, growing stronger, wider and deeper. The fluid, surrendered life on its way home. No obstacle hinders you. You simply flow around it, over it. It does not matter. You know you belong with the ocean. Do not let circumstances in your life dam up the flow of your existence. Finally, as you near the ocean, your flow becomes shallower but broader. As you meet the salt water, as you enter the ocean, you know that you are home. You are not the body, nor the soul, nor the spirit. These warring elements long ago were your tools. Now they have become a hindrance. Leave the banks behind. Enter the ocean with your full surrender. The ocean that stretches through infinity. And now you become a current in the infinite ocean. You flow through the ocean, but the ocean flows through you. And so you are one with infinite life. In the warmth of the sun, you are persuaded to rise into the air above, gather into clouds, and rain once again onto the ocean. And always there is the joyous rapture of being at one with the waters of the earth and sky and the sea itself. Nothing can harm you. water always returns to itself. Release protectiveness. Release the belief that you are the little dam, or the river, or the clouds. The infinite ocean is your home. This is your true being. Having had no beginning and no end, feel deeply this perspective. And when you have internalized this, know that you will live your life from this knowledge, fluidly, never damming up against the circumstances. Knowing that the great cycle of existence is at an end.